Zondervan presents The Dream by Gilbert Morris, read by Judith West. Part 1. The Worries. Chapter 1. The dream came to Lainey Bell Freeman softly, so gently that the scene enveloped her like a warm, soft blanket. She lay still, caught in that zone somewhere between deep sleep and awareness. As always when the dream came, Lainey was vaguely aware that she was in a world that did not exist, yet at the same time the dream was so wonderfully real that she always resisted the pull of the world. The world was filled with cold practicality and hard decisions and heartaches, but the dream, ah, the dream, it was warm and lovely and filled with a joy that the real world could never give. The dream always began the same, never even the slightest variation. Lainey had endured so many painful changes in the past few years that the most comforting thing about the recurring dream was its reliable sameness. It began with the sound of Lainey's mother singing "The Old Rugged Cross." Elizabeth's voice was clear as a bell, sweet and pure and true. The words seemed to Lainey to flow like the clear waters of Singing River. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest...